لا شريك له. There is no partner with my Allah. I do not attach any deities with Allah. The qibla, the rukh, the direction of this heart has to become Allah alone. Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal insan. Ya ayyuhal insan. The shafqat and the kindness and the compassion that is contained in this expression, wallahi, can never be truly translated. It is as if a mother addresses her only child. That child which has turned its back on the mother, her love comes to the fore. Her love, she expresses with zeal and with enthusiasm. She places her hand on the shoulder of her child. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, O my banda, O my slave, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Why have you forgotten your Allah? Why have you turned your backs upon Allah? This salah, Allah made farz upon you not because Allah needed it. Allah is not in need of your salah. Allah is not in need of your zakat. Allah is not in need of your tilawat. Allah is not in need of your zikr. Allah has commanded you, stay away from zina, stay away from sharab, stay away from interest, stay away from gambling, stay away from music, stay away from backbiting, stay away from the disobedience of parents, stay away from zulm and oppression, not because Allah is in need. You are in need. You are in need. Allah out of His love is commanding you. Because a day is coming, وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ وَلَكُمْ مِعَادُ يَوْمٍ إِنَّ أَجَلَ اللَّهِ إِذَا جَاءَ لَا يُؤَخَّرُ. When that time comes, then there will be no longer delay. Some will be rising up, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعْثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Why did we have to rise up from these graves? Some will be lamenting, some will be in sadness. وجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قطرة عاملة ناصبة خاشعة. Black coal on their faces. كأنما أغشيت في وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما. Such darkness on their faces that the darkest night will seek protection from these faces. Such a filth and such stench will be emanating from them that the worst stench of this world will seek protection from this stench. In front of them, such an azab. Sarabiluhum min qatiran. Their pants of fire. Their clothing of fire. Lahum min jahannama mihad. Their bedding of fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشْ. Their upper cloth and chadar of fire. يُسْقَى مِنْ مَعِنْ صَدِيد. Their drink that will be given to them, boiling blood and pus. لَيْسَ لَهُمْ طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ ضَرِيعٌ. Their food, thorny trees. Those who looked at the daughters of others in this world, thorns and nails will be pierced into those eyes. Those who committed zina, snakes and scorpions will be let loose on their private parts. Those who listen to haram, molten lead will be poured into their ears. 7 layers of Jahannam, Hawiya, in it the Munafiqeen, Jahim, in it the Mushrikeen, Sa'ir, in it the Sabi'een, Saqar, in it the Majusi fire worshippers, Hutama, in it the Yahud, Sa'ir, in it the Nasara, and the topmost layer, Jahannam, in it The ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers of this ummat who died on zina, who died on sharab, who died on lies, who died on backbiting, who died being be-namazis, who died on the disobedience of their parents, who died on masiyat and disobedience to Allah without tawbah, this much allowance will be given. That when the fire will want to burn their faces, it comes in hadith, that Allah will say, leave those faces, because these faces made sajda before me. When the angels will want to tie chains around their necks, Allah will say, do not do that to them, because they gave sadqah in my name, and because they freed slaves in my name. When the angels will want to tie chains around their feet, then Allah will say, do not do that to them, because they walked to the masjid with those same feet, and they made tawaf of Baytullah with those same feet, and they went to Hajj with those same feet. One thing this riwayat clearly shows us is that even with namaz, even with zakat, even with Hajj, if this ummah will persevere in the disobedience of Allah, if this ummah will persevere in destroying the rights of its parents, will persevere in zina, will persevere in sharab, will persevere in music, will persevere in gambling, then these, their salah and their zakat and their Hajj, if they do not make tawbah, will not save them from Jahannam. This definitely, eventually, because of their iman, they will be taken out of Jahannam, and then the kuffar will remain therein forever. Hal antum mughnuna anna nasiban minan nar. They will address one another. Why don't you alleviate, take some share of our azab? The reply will be given, inna kullun fiha, inna Allah qad hakama bayna al-ibad. Allah has made his decision, we have to remain in Jahannam. Then they will call out, ud'u rabbakum yukhaffif anna yawman min al-adhab. Ask your Rabb, ask Allah to take away at least one day of this azab. The reply will come, أَوَلَمْ تَكُ تَأْتِيكُمْ رُسُلُكُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. Didn't our messengers come to you? Wasn't the warning given to you? Why didn't you heed that warning? When they will give this up, then they will turn to Malik, the keeper of Jahannam. Ya Malik, Ya Malik, Ya Malik, O Malik, O Malik. For 1,000 years they will call. Finally he will reply, what is it that you want? They will say, لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكْ. Ask Allah to give us moth. Ask Allah to let us die, so that this azab can come to an end. Malik will reply, إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. You have to remain alive in this azab. When they see this is not coming to any veil, not coming to any benefit to them, then they will turn to Allah. Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. For thousands of years they will call, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, O Allah. Finally, after several thousand years, Allah will reply, what is it that you want? They will say, غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِّينَ رَبَّنَا أَخْرِجْنَا مِنْهَا فَإِنْ عُدْنَا فَإِنَّا ظَالِمُونَ. O Allah, our desires and our passions overtook us, and we were a deviated nation. Take us out now for a little while, and we will show you how you will be obedient to you. Allah will reply, اخسأوا فيها ولا تكلمون. Lock up Jahannam, lock up Jahannam. They must not even speak now. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. And they will be screaming and screaming for eternity in Jahannam. لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرُ وَشَهِيقُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا مَا دَامَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ رَبُّكُ. This reality is coming. This fire is not a fairy tale. Night upon night, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam finished himself. He saw this Jahannam. He saw the azab. He saw on the other hand the pleasures which Allah has prepared for this ummah. This world is not a place of judgment. For judgment Allah has kept the hereafter. This world is not a place of enjoyment. For enjoyment Allah has kept the hereafter. If justice had to be meted out in this world, then Allah Ta'ala says, مَا تَرَكَ عَلَيْهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ, not a single animal would remain alive also. A day is coming for true justice. Loss of life, loss of property, persecution, torture, hardship of this world, in reality is not a loss. With one condition, if this ummah's homes are destroyed, if the blood of this ummah is spilt, if the rivers flow with the blood of this ummah, if the wealth and property of this ummah is destroyed, it is not an indication of failure. It is not an indication of loss. Because the place of recompense is not this world, it is the hereafter. But it is not a loss with one condition, that this ummah is on the obedience of Allah. If this ummah has turned its back on Allah, then understand, my respected brothers, Allah's dastur, Allah's system with the kuffar is different from the system with the ummah. For the kuffar, Allah's sunnah, ذَرْهُمْ يَخُوذُوا وَيَلْعَبُوا حَتَّى يُلَاقُوا يَوْمَهُمُ الَّذِي يُوعَدُونَ ذَرْنِي وَالْمُكَذِّبِينَ أُولِي النِّعْمَةِ فَمَهِّلِ الْكَافِرِينَ أَمْهِلْهُمْ رُوَيْنَا. Allah's system with the kuffar is that Allah gives them rope. Leave them. Their azab is coming. The system of Allah with this ummah is different. Inni idha uti'tu raditu wa idha raditu baraktu wa laysa li barakati nihaya. When I am obeyed I become happy. When I become happy, I send down my barakat and my blessings. Wa laysa li barakati nihaya. And Allah says, there are no limit to my blessings. Wa inni idha usitu ghadibtu. And when I am disobeyed, ghadibtu, I become angry. Wa idha ghadibtu la'antu. And when I become angry, I send down my la'nat and my curses. Wa inna la'nata minni tablughu as-sabi'a min al-wul. Allah says, my la'nat and my curses span 7 generations. For more than 2 centuries, look at the history. Open our eyes to the reality, my respected brothers. For more than 2 centuries, this ummah is sinking in a web of humiliation, being persecuted and tortured, being kicked from pillar to post, from every direction. News on a daily basis is coming of the persecution that is being meted out against the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.